Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Marcus.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, the latest on the immigration situation, kind of to follow up from our discussion on Saturday night, we've got actually word on exactly what's happening to the border fence. Apparently there are some parts of the border where there is a fence that the government was pretty proud of, I guess, and we'll see how the immigrants are handling that here in a little while. But first, let's go into the email box. Mark, you've got something, a response to a question I asked on the air. We didn't get any calls on it, but we did get an email.
Yeah, this email is from Metal Giant, whom I think writes great emails and always asks similar questions, but he brings something back to us that, I don't know, we have to address.
Okay, sure.
All right. we had last, I think it was Saturday night or Friday night, we were talking about sort of, you know, how to deal with endangered species. Mm-hmm. It was a question started by UK's very own Ziggy regarding an endangered species and free market solutions. And ending with Ian stating, do you have an objection to that? Sort of speaking to the audience.
Well, the point that Ziggy was making was that in some African countries, certain animals that had been prohibited as far as owning them, had been prohibited to own them, were now legal to own. And the fact that people were able to own these animals meant that they were interested in protecting them. Whereas if you can't own the animals, then essentially what happens is the poachers come in and they clean up the animal populations and the populations dwindle. Whereas when people can own the animals and use them for products that they want to create from their husks and their tusks and their,
anything that you might create from an animal. Yeah.
When people are able to own the animals and sell the animals and breed the animals, then they flourish because then they become something that is valuable and tradable. And
in the same way that there's no shortage of chickens.
Or cows. Exactly.
Right.
So that was Ziggy's point, and what did Metal Giant have to say?
Well, let me finish up with what you had said. Do you think that people should be able to own animals? I'd love to hear from you. And he says, well, hello there again, it's me. Yes, I do have an objection to that. Firstly, though, I'd like to state that I do not want my opinion to be made law or forced in any way.
Good.
I would hope that my opinions persuade a voluntary behavioral change, and I agree that a free market is the best way to handle interactions of property.
So he's going to try to convince us to not own any animals whatsoever, including cats and dogs?
Well, let me go on.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear this.
To handle interactions of property, but it's just interesting semantics on the real issue. I object to the assumption itself that animals, human animals included, are or can be property. Consider this.
Okay.
I am government. I choose to own you. You are my property. I am superior to you all. You all are my inferiors, and you are nothing to me, and rightly so. I choose to use force against you, and I enslave you because I can. I am mighty, and you are weak. Without me, if left alone to be free, you will all turn into feral, and chaos will prevail. I decree that your freedom of choice, free markets, nature, natural selection will be your downfall, so I shall protect you from it. I make the rules, and I call the shots. You need my protection from yourselves and your silly notions.
Hmm.
Those that speak against me, owning you as property, shall be labeled as hippie whack jobs, freaks, and nutcases. All this talk of freedom and liberty is pointless because you are my property, and as my property, you are little more than an object with no individuality or free will. Your arguments, opinions, emotions are irrelevant to me. I am comforted to know that all governments around the world are the same as me. It has been that way forever, and it will never change. So give up. To struggle against me offends me and angers me.
Mm.
For me to change, then everyone must change, fundamentally, in principle, in mass, and frankly, you peons, you things, don't deserve change because principled paradigm shifts are too difficult for your little brains and require too much mental effort on a daily basis. Freedom and liberty should apply to everyone and everything, always. Otherwise, it's slavery for all, forever.
So he is suggesting that the government owning the rest of us,
which essentially it does,
is akin to us owning cats and dogs and elephants and tigers.
Can you make an argument against that?
Sure.
Okay.
We're volitional beings, and we have the ability to choose things and express our choices. and we can choose to be free and choose not to be controlled. We can also fight back against an individual who would like to control us. Now, we know from example that if you fight back against the government, you're probably going to end up dying. But we can fight back, okay? And so can animals.
And I would argue, and I'm certain he would argue too, that they are volitional beings.
And they can choose to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kitty would kill me if he had the opportunity. You know,
if
I have
he was
no
big
doubt,
enough.
Right. I have no doubt that that he would have the that he would tear out my innards and chew on me. He would love every moment of it as well.
Yeah.
You know, he would have no qualms about, completely removing my life from me if he was able to pull it off. But he's
what
not.
What makes cats great is that they only weigh 10 to 15 pounds.
Right.
In the case of Senior Grouchy Pants, they weigh 22. But had he the claws and the testicles, perhaps he would do just the same. It doesn't seem like Senior would mourn if I were dead. He would mourn if there was no one to fill his bowl. But
he'd be able to nibble on you for quite a while, though, you big boy.
I would agree, and I don't think that in and of itself, the fact that the cat might kill me gives me the right to subject it to anything.
Well, look, I'm here to live my life and enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and having animals helps me enjoy my life.
Yep.
It's something that brings me pleasure and brings me happiness, and I would like to think that my kitty Ravage has the, is enjoying a longer, happier life because of me. Now, Metal Giant is going to say that...
Certainly a longer life.
I'm sure in Metal Giant's opinion, it's not a happy life because he's imprisoned in my house and cannot leave. In fact, it would be a bad thing if he left because he has been declawed, and so therefore, odds are good he wouldn't stand much of a chance out in the real world.
Unlike Senor, you declawed your cat.
That's correct.
I did not declaw mine. I just got him that way, and so there he is. But he does have volition. He certainly goes to the door and meows to be let out, mm-hmm. as though I'm going to do such a thing up here in the wilds of New Hampshire, where things like fisher cats run free and disembowel little kitties like Senor all the time, just for fun. I'm not going to let him out. But I do it for his safety, and when Metal Giant brings up these points, however much I really do enjoy pork chops, I can't argue with his stance that the ownership of a pet is very similar to the government's relationship to people.
Well, not really, because, again, pets, they don't have the ability to say no or say yes, and I think that we should extend the courtesy of not owning another person to people that are also human beings, but anybody else, it's open season, because that's what we want for ourselves. We want to be able to live our lives unmolested without having other human beings come and try to take our stuff or take our lives from us. But in the case of the beasts are here for our pleasure, and the beasts are here for us to eat, and they're here for us to pet and domesticate and to do, to turn into products and to do as we choose with them. And that's their purpose.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know that that's necessarily the purpose. It's certainly not the purpose that they see. They see for themselves, I would think. But I can say that in a world where everyone's...
It's their purpose for us.
Everyone, including all animals, are free, then one would ask some questions about some plants. Do plants want to be not, cut down and eaten?
Or transferred from one place to another?
There's a lot of questions about plants. They don't have a central nervous system. I know that's the best argument, but I have seen footage where plants do react to, like a fly being killed in the room and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So I believe that plants have some sort of reaction. I don't think about these things on a regular basis, but if I were to have private property, the animals would not understand concepts of private property.
No, they don't.
And so, therefore, they would become varmints in coming into my private property, and I would be able to shoot them at will.
I've killed some mice that have come on my property, yeah.
Right. So
they're cute. I like, they're cute to look at.
Yeah, mice are cute.
I don't want them tearing up my food and, eating stuff.
So I don't know if it's entirely fair to the animal, this whole freedom thing, because they don't understand concepts like private property, which are...
And they are not willing to reciprocate as well. We know what private property is, and we want to respect private property, but they will not, and nor will they ever understand it. So I think it's two totally different worlds. More coming up. You can take control if you want to chime in on this animal rights situation. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include updates. So if you want to get kept in the loop about what's going on with Free Talk Live, you want to know first, get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and you'll save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com. 800-259-9231. Just continue the discussion here shortly about pets and ownership. And Metal Giant had emailed in to answer my question as to if there was anyone out there that did not believe one should be able to own pets. I was specifically asking about endangered species at the time, but he's gone ahead and made the suggestion that human beings should not be able to own any pets whatsoever. Own, kill, slaughter, turn them into products, whatever. We should not be able to interact, apparently, with animals in any way, shape, or form, at least the way... That's the way I understood it. We can look at them, I'm sure, and get somewhat close to them, but apparently taking them and putting them into our yards or our houses and feeding and taking care of them is not okay with him. Now, he did say that he wasn't going to use the force of government to try to mold us in his belief system, and I appreciate that. I have a lot of I have more respect for his opinion as a result of the fact that he does not want to enforce it upon me. However, I don't think that his position is going to convince very many people that, like me, believe that their lives are enriched by having animals around. I like having a kitty. In fact, some people that own cats might not really even agree with the way I treat mine. And just to give you an example, my cat can do all kinds of tricks for me. And I've never seen a cat do tricks like my cat does. And I think it has to do with the way you treat your animals. You can do the same thing with a dog. In fact, that's how I learned how to do this. It's called the no free lunch technique. And the concept is simple. If you want your kitty or your dog to be more obedient to you, which, by the way, as far as dogs are concerned, makes them happier. They like to please you, so... It's a good thing for them.
Yeah, I would totally agree that you're great with your animals.
And I believe that my kitty is happier too as a result of that. Of course, I can't ask him, so that's just my belief system, right?
I'm too lazy to do the whole trick thing. I mean, I just want to enjoy the animal as the animal is, and I kind of like Senior Grouchy Pants to be grumpy and mean.
No, that's good.
And he's very good at it.
But I think most people believe certain things about cats, and they believe that cats are lazy. They believe that cats, you just have to feed them and change their litter box and that's it. Maybe pet them if they come near you. I think most people are fairly hands-off as far as their interactions with their cats. They believe dogs can learn tricks, but for whatever reason, they don't think cats can too. And the fact is, they can. But what you have to do is you have to get the kitty to do tricks for you before you give him things he wants. Kitties want things, like food. And so if my kitty doesn't do tricks for me, I won't feed it. And you can better believe that he's going to start doing tricks after he doesn't get his food. Now, normally he's pretty good about
doing it. Twice a day you feed the cat, right?
So he misses, 2 to 3 times a day.
So he misses one feeding. It's not that big of a deal, and he's usually pretty quick to do the tricks after the first feeding.
I think people also don't think I think they underestimate the intelligence level of their animals as well, and I think that kitties and dogs are much smarter than people give them credit for.
I mean, people wouldn't even believe you if I told them that your cat knows the difference between its right and its left. I mean, when you say shake right, it shakes right. When you say shake left, it shakes left. When you say high five right, it gives a high five on the right-hand side. High five on the left-hand side.
He can lay down. He can roll over.
I mean, it's an amazing amount of tricks.
He can hop up. He can, get down off of things. He does all kinds of neat
things. And it's just proof positive the poor thing's starving.
So, like I said, some people wouldn't necessarily agree with that particular way to handle kitties, but it works for me, and it works well. So I'm glad that Metal Giant doesn't want to run roughshod over my freedom to own animals in the way that I think I should be able to own them. He's certainly not starving. It's not like he's skin and bones or anything like that.
However, he's hungry.
Right. So just to give you explain it one more time, once the kitty does something, you name it. He sits down, good sit. And then you can ask him to sit after that point. After you've named it just a couple of times, he knows. He knows exactly what it is you're saying. If you've named the action that he's doing. But they'll pretend like they don't know. So if you're asking him to sit, after you've named him sitting, and he knows what the word sit is, and you tell him to sit, he'll just sit, he'll just stand there and look at you and, rub up against your legs as though he doesn't know what it is that you're saying. And if you don't have the patience to sit and wait him out
until he actually does what you command him to do. He will constantly win, and you will never actually get him to behave in the way you want him to.
Right.
So you have to be patient.
I was left with the task of feeding the cat while you went away to the Radio Records talk radio seminar a month ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I did attempt to do what it is that you, you do with the cat. And I'm like, all right, shake right. I got my right legs rubbed up against shake left. Yeah, I got looked at stupidly.
Uh-huh.
And the cat knows a sucker when they see one, and I don't have the patience to stand there and wait.
Yep.
All right, well, you're not getting fed.
Yep.
For one thing, I was feeding him once a day. I was going to giving him a larger serving once a day,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly wasn't willing to not give him any food for not doing the trick. And I just didn't want to wait, I didn't want to have to walk up the stairs three different times, try to get him to do some tricks or whatever. So I just gave him the food, and he didn't do the tricks. I can watch you do them. I know for a fact the cat can do them.
Sometimes they'll throw you off in the beginning if you're not used to how they handle you, and you'll believe that. Well, even though you've named the trick a couple of times, you'll believe that he still doesn't know, but he does. He knows, and I think it's a lot like a kid. I remember this. Girlfriend of one of my ex-girlfriend, this friend of hers, would have her little daughter come over, and she'd babysit for her. And apparently, this little girl would play her mother in the same way that kitties and dogs will play their owners, in the way I'm describing. This was the issue of shoes and tying one's shoes. And essentially what this little girl would do would be she'd complain that she couldn't tie her shoes, and she would cry until mom would come over and tie her shoes for her. But my ex-girlfriend at that time, she tried the same crap with her, and she wouldn't stand for it. She just said, look, you're going to tie your own shoes. I'm not going to tie them for you. And so after she was done crying and trying to get what she wanted from making a lot of noise, she went ahead and tied her own damn shoes. And she behaves it's just animals and kids behave better when they're given the correct incentives. And that's all I'm talking about. But some people, I bet, would be very offended that I treat my cat that way. That what? You don't just feed your cat? You make him perform tricks for you? How dare you? He's a volitional being that can choose things for himself.
Degrading.
Yeah. In fact, I make him do several tricks in a row sometimes.
I would like to hear Metal Giant. I sort of agree with the things he says. I can see that animals are volitional beings,
they
don't want to be
taken advantage of you.
What? It's not some kind of to me. It is not some kind of battle between me and the animal. But I'd like
it's
to hear
a fun challenge, not a battle.
Suggest what the world would be like where animals were free to do what they wished and all that other stuff. And I think that to me there's some problems. And it seems like humans were made to eat animals, and that's a real big issue to overcome.
If they didn't taste good, we wouldn't eat them. 800-259-9231. That you can be sure of. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Where we've got a wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go and edit whatever you want on the wiki. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
We go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything to the amp line across the pond. It's Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind?
I just want to pick you up on something which you said at the beginning of the show. It wasn't illegal to own animals in South Africa. It was illegal to hunt elephants and white rhinos.
I see.
But essentially, you know, I mean, the things that people want from elephants and white rhinos, they procure by killing those animals. So
yeah.
You couldn't slaughter them, hunting and slaughtering being, different words,
yeah.
I guess.
Basically.
So essentially they said, you can own elephants as long as you don't kill them. And that isn't terribly helpful.
Basically. Also, there is a libertarian argument for vegetarianism.
Oh, yeah.
Concerning the initiation of force. However, this wasn't what I rang in for.
I would say that, it's definitely initiation of force, but it's an initiation of force against another species that would have no problem initiating force upon you were they able to actually pull it off. Like I said, in the case of my kitty, he would kill me in a heartbeat if he had the opportunity to.
Yeah, that is true, and you know, I'm a vegetarian, but not for that reason. I'm a veggie for health reasons.
That makes sense.
Anyways, the reason I rang in was because on Sunday a friend of mine actually rang up, Gavin, and he said that he was an elected councillor, which he is, and Ian suddenly seemed a bit perplexed. Why would an elected official be listening to Free Talk Live?
It was a pleasant surprise, certainly. I wouldn't imagine that many of them would be too attracted to our program.
Well, he's one of the good guys, Ian, seriously.
It must be.
I believe you. Mm. He sounded like a good guy.
Yeah, I won't reveal where he's a councillor, but he, for instance, he's managed to lobby the police in his ward not to raid brothels, and they've backed off.
Wow.
And now he's trying to do the same about drugs.
More power to him, man. That's great.
And he's also arranging a tax protest.
Super. I think that's fantastic.
I mean, in this country, that is quite remarkable for any elected official to do something
like
that. I
agree. Any country.
Yeah, if there were 15 of him sitting on the City of Keene City Council, I think things would be a whole lot better around here.
Yeah. Anyways, cheers.
Thanks, Siggy. Appreciate the call. Let's continue and talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to tell you I'm a Mormon, and the Mormon Church does not... It condones the actions of the other church.
The Mormon what condones the fundamentalists?
Or condemns.
Condemns.
Oh, condemns.
Yeah. Yes, Mormons are not necessarily, you know, the real Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church is not for the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church. Yeah.
So I just want to point that out to you.
I appreciate you highlighting that, Dave, and thank you for the call tonight. In fact, I've got an update on the fundamentalist sect, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the raid that happened in Texas, according to the Associated Press, and we'll get into some details, but the mothers of many of the children who were removed from their ranch have now written the governor of Texas appealing for help, and they are not pleased with the way the state has been treating their children. As you might imagine, kids in state custody is not a pleasant situation.
I heard that they're going to, you know, that they're deciding what to do with all the children, and that's what doesn't, you know, perplexes me is, you know, there was a complaint.
As though they own them?
Right. There was a complaint from one person who was living there and whom they have not found. But they're deciding what to do with all these other kids? Well, you should leave them with their families because, you know, there hasn't been a complaint raised.
Let's see. We'll find out what the moms have to say in a moment. But let's go first to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I wanted to let y'all know what's taking place down here in Florida. The truckers are being shot at.
Truckers are being shot
really?
At?
Yeah. People are getting upset because they're shutting down. And my son and another trucker were shot at over at Lake Butler, Florida.
Where were they at the time?
On the road.
So somebody had, like, on an overpass or something shooting?
It was along Highway 100.
Wow.
But anyway, I've brought charges against the oil companies for this because they're causing
the oil companies?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they are responsible for this because, I mean,
how?
They're the one. Yeah, they're the ones
it's
that are causing
the problem. It's probably some kid with a rifle.
It's like Butler,
well,
Florida.
That too, but
it could very well be just an escaped convict, and you just hear the gunshots, and they're shooting the guy off the fence. I mean, you know.
No,
you know,
I mean, he actually shot right into the windshield.
Oh, heavens.
And it just, thank God it was a small caliber, because they said if it had been any bigger, it would have, it just a little bit was left of the windshield, not much, where
so,
the bullet was.
Do you have any pictures of it?
The police department probably does.
Mm. So what is it that, I mean, how are you drawing the connection between
because
some kid with a rifle and
the
oil
problem.
Companies?
They're causing, because the trucker said they cannot afford, you know, the fuel, all. I mean, a lot of companies have already shut down.
Diesel's like a buck a gallon more than regular right now.
As a matter
of fact,
we found out today that UPS is having to deliver stuff that the truckers now cannot deliver.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but anyway.
But I still don't understand the connection.
All right,
why
all right,
are you blaming the oil companies,
the
shootings?
The oil companies are doing this on purpose to bring the economy down.
Why do they want to do that?
Because, this Rothschild family is what this whole thing is all about. Okay, let me explain the whole thing. This war in Iraq, in the Middle East, is to take over the entire Middle East and all the oil. They want to manipulate the whole world. They want 80% of us dead. They don't care about anybody.
What's the benefit of 80% of us being dead?
Huh?
What's the benefit of 80%
of
the kingdom?
Don't ask me. They want to live in a utopian world, you know, without a whole bunch of people. But anyway, this is just how sick they are. And, I mean, they don't care about us. All they care about is themselves. I mean, not all the family's in on this, just part of it. But anyway, matter of fact, the family called in on the radio one night and told us to get him out of office as quick as possible.
So wait, you're telling me that the Rothschild family actually is divided amongst itself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Huh. It's amazing to get anything done, huh, Paula?
Well, the thing is, get on Rents.com and look up Lindsey Wigg.
No, I can't do that.
Well,
all I can do is just laugh at his wig.
Worked for the family for 30 years, and he knows them, okay?
Yeah. Well, if it's on Rents.com, you can pretty much guarantee it is not credible.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, the guy has no credibility,
Paula. This gentleman worked for them for 30
years. He's a crazy kook.
He was on their board. He knows them. He lived with them. He knows them backwards and forwards.
Jeff Rents lived with the Rothschilds?
No. I didn't say that. I said a gentleman that came on his program.
Oh, okay.
And his name is Lindsey Williams.
Sure. Good old Lindsey.
Yeah, and but anyway, the thing is that there. I mean, Bill's sick, Al Gore's sick, GW is sick, Jay Rockstar's sick.
All right, so Paula, what's the master plan? How is it that they are going to get rid of the 80% of the world's population?
Well, they're doing it like, for instance, they're the ones that came out with the microwaves, the cell phones to kill everybody.
Microwaves? That,
oh, yeah,
that eats my meal in 2 minutes. You're saying it's killing me?
You're radiating yourself every time you use it.
But they have shielding. They have a shield that goes around. You know that grid? If you look at the window of your microwave and you ever wonder why there's a weird grid there?
Yeah.
Well, it's a shield because the microwaves cannot pass beyond
that. But the food that you're radiating is what I'm talking about.
No, I'm pretty sure there's no radiation going to the food. It just heats up it makes it so the water particles move. And
I was told it's radiating.
Can we buy
the food?
Geiger counter and check and see if there's radiation coming off the food?
I was told it does radiate the food.
Yeah, well, I don't know where
and
you're
the cell
hearing
phones,
these things,
you know the cell phones calls. I'm
Are you learning this stuff from the Jeff Rents show? Because if
No, I've gotten information on it. But anyway.
Where from? The fax machine? Did it just come out one day and...
No, there's places you can get the information out.
So do you only cook with a burner? You don't use a microwave?
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. So sometimes it's worth the risk, huh?
Well, you can
work
out of the
kitchen. Well, I like just to melt like some butter. So anyway,
thank you, Paula, for the call tonight, and we appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Microwaves. They were planted here to shorten your lifespan. But we're living longer, and it sure is nice to have... microwavable
and melted butter.
Yeah, that too. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-body taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Andy in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Everything you need to buy is pretty much there. 41 categories to shop in. You can even buy used items. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start your shopping experience at Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Dan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Well, we're talking about microwaves tonight, I take it.
I guess. Apparently Paula wanted to talk about that, sure.
Okay. Do you believe that there is microwaves that put out radiation while you're cooking with them?
I guess they put out a certain amount of radiation, but I would imagine it's a safe amount. I mean, have you heard of anyone dying from this?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Right. And millions of Americans use microwaves, you know, probably billions of times a year. So it's pretty time-tested and safe.
I tend to think that the cell phones will kill you faster than a microwave oven.
All right,
would.
Here's my question there. If you believe that to be true, then why aren't radio station engineers coming down with serious brain cancers?
Okay.
I mean, these are men and women that spend their lives working underneath 50 to 100,000 watt transmitter towers, and you're concerned about a quarter of a watt or 1 watt cell phone?
Okay, well, the towers, in fact, are not located against the side of their head whenever they're making transmission.
Yeah, but they're a lot more powerful.
So you're telling me that 1 watt put up against the side of your head is more dangerous than 100,000 watts, maybe a few feet, like 100 feet away?
Okay, here's food for thought. I know what you're trying to say, so try to understand what I'm saying. All right. I used a cell phone for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two things happened to me by using my cell phone over a six-month period.
Mm-hmm.
I had growths begin to grow along the side of my head where the track of the phone was.
Mm.
I went to my doctor, and he said they were benign, in other words, non-cancerous little tumors. But those things did not start growing on my head until I started using cell phone.
Now, were you worried about that happening?
Well, of course. Let me run through these before I forget them. Number two, I suffer migraines. Every time I use a cell phone on a particular side of my head, it triggers migraines. And last but not least, put a egg in between two cell phones real close, and turn on both phones, have one call the other, and 20 minutes later, the egg is hard-boiled.
That sounds like nonsense
well,
to me. Is there
at the very least that somebody can check that for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they
I want to see the YouTube video.
They do get warm. The cell phones do when you hold them up. So I mean, maybe
not warm enough to cook an egg.
Nah, I guess they really don't.
Well, go ahead and try it.
You know if you're getting
turn them on and
that's
let one call the other and put an egg in between. And
if I've got 10 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes, I'll spend it with my girlfriend to do something else. Thank you though.
If this is happening for you, I would highly recommend you don't use cell phones.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, you know, there are millions. I mean, certainly there's a possibility that someone could have some negative experiences, but the fact is millions and millions of people use cell phones on a daily basis, some of them for hours a day, and they're all okay. Is it possible that you just manifested that? You know, some people that worry a lot tend to get cancer. They also can break out in rashes for no particular reason. Is it possible that you were just so concerned about the cell phone use that you sort of had a reverse placebo effect and managed to break out into something?
No, I don't. Even seen on the national news where guys were perfectly healthy and they started using these cell phones a lot, and all of a sudden they've got brain cancers, they've got brain tumors and stuff.
Well, I don't doubt it, because there's 6 billion people on the planet, and that just increases the possibility that things like that can happen. I mean, it's certainly not happening for the vast majority of us. I use a cell phone every day, and I've never had any effects.
I mean,
I've worked underneath FM and AM transmitters for years of my life and haven't had any problems there either.
The news media for years has been kind of running the occasional scare story about, for instance, a study will come out that suggests that cell phone use might double the risk of, brain tumors or something like that. But then again, the risk of brain tumors is so infinitesimally small that, you know, this is essentially statistically insignificant. If it were more significant, then I'm sure it would be getting more coverage, because if you know the media, they love a good scare story. They love a story about something that everybody considers safe that actually isn't. And so they would be all over this, you know, if it were actually true, I would think.
Let me close out, guys.
I just want to say
you got a terrific show.
Thanks.
Terrific web page. You guys keep up the good work. And I'm going to get off here so somebody else can have fun with you.
Before you go there, I just want to make sure that you're not calling on a cordless phone.
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're staying safe. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
we appreciate the call.
God.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231.
I guess cordless phones would be just as dangerous, right?
Well, would they be? I mean,
they're broadcasting on some kind of megahertz
cell
or something.
Cell phones operate in the, I think many of them operate in the upper gigahertz range, in that they're like a 1900 megahertz, whereas a cordless phone, I guess they're moving up there now. Back in the day, they used to be 49, then they went to 900, then 2.4. So, yeah, I guess they're up there, too. So, yeah. You should just probably stay away from radio towers and cell phones and, let's see, what else? Wireless cards for your laptop. You don't want that. What else do we have that's radio in our lives? Wi-Fi. You don't want to be in a Panera Bread or Wi-Fi. Well, I guess he's mostly concerned about putting the antenna right next to your head, so maybe you could get away with Wi-Fi. Of course, you also should know that at all times, electromagnetic waves of various different spectrum and frequency are passing through your body or being absorbed by your body, as a matter of fact. And the vast majority of us are A-OK, living longer, happier, healthier lives than ever before. So no need to be concerned about these sorts of things.
I haven't seen any evidence in my life that I have to be concerned with it.
Don't they call cancer the warrior's disease, type C personality? People that worry a lot end up sort of getting cancer. Type A personalities, angry personalities, end up getting heart attacks. I mean, isn't it possible that people like this are essentially somehow creating their problems, as opposed to them actually happening as a result of the cell phones? You know, if you take a placebo and someone tells you, hey, this is a pill, it's going to help you with your problem, and it's really actually just a sugar pill, there's a significant effect. It's called the placebo effect, where if someone is told, and therefore they believe, it helps if it's coming from a doctor, you know, someone in a lab coat that looks authoritative, and they say, here, take this pill for a week and call me, you know, a week and tell me how you're doing. And they take the sugar pill, and they get better because they were told they would. Isn't it possible that these people that are so afraid of cell phones or whatever the technology is they're frightened of have just been told that it could be dangerous, and they believe that it is, and so as a result, you know, a rash pops out in the place where they expect to get a rash?
Anything's possible.
Just an idea. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Yeah, let's say you're paying your son or daughter's way through college. And any day now, you're going to wake up with a light in your eyes and an MP5 submachine gun in your face and a house full of goons tearing your house apart.
Whoa.
Stealing everything you got.
Why?
Well, that's what the war on drugs is all about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get the, they break down the door and barge in. Their motto is to protect and serve, don't forget. And so that involves breaking down doors and shoving MP5 submachine guns in the faces of innocent drug dealers who are peacefully minding their own business. Okay? But, you see, if you have your son or daughter go down to the bank and get a safe deposit box, see, then let's say your daughter can take a few straps of $100 bills, okay? We lay people call a bundle is really a strap, and what the bankers call a bundle is 10 straps, which is 1,000 notes, okay? So a strap is 100 notes, which would be 10 grand,
okay?
So a few straps of $100 bills in her pocketbook and locks them in her safe deposit box.
Okay.
So now she's got her money for college. And
makes
guess
sense.
What? They can trace all your bank records they want. And they can trace all your financial transactions and chase all these paper trails.
Right.
Safe deposit boxes have a paper trail of when somebody went in.
That's true.
And that's it.
It's not a good place to store things if you're dealing drugs or doing something else that might bring you under suspicion, that's for sure.
But she's not.
Right. And, well, I think you could. A lot of people are concerned that their kids are not that great with money. You know, they've been taught in the public school system where, you know, they aren't taught about money very much. And they're concerned that their kids are going to, you know, spend money unwisely for probably good reason.
Let me explain something about that, if I could.
Briefly.
Sure.
Okay. I hear the music.
All right, hold on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour 2 is coming up. Safe deposit box. Not so safe, even if you're not selling drugs or doing something illicit, because at certain points in history, governments have been known to just, you know, when they were confiscating gold, your safe deposit boxes were not a safe place for gold. Hour 2 is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.